Today, I've got a Reposado battle. And honestly, this one's going to be pretty fun because I have really four brand new tequilas within the 2025 timeframe. We have Blue Star Spirits, Cara Bueno Reposado, the Primo Reposado from the brand new distillery, and Pedro Fortiva. And this is one where I have a pretty good amount of experience with two of these tequilas and only a small amount of experience with the other two. And I'm really excited to see how they stack up in a blind. So let's bust this thing open. I poured them all a little bit ago in the solo blind. We're going to spin them around. Nobody knows which one is which. We're going to move some bottles out of the way here and dive into these things. So let's set them up. And this one, we've got four tequilas. One of them is from the middle region, not really highlands, not really valley. This one here, Primo, is actually from the highlands. And then these two are both in the valley. So let's see if we can find out which one is the best one. And let's go with the first one. Nice cooked agave smell, a little bit of caramel, a little bit of vanilla, a little touch of minerality. Let's do the second one here. This got a little teeny bit of funkiness to it. A nice cooked agave as well. A little more vegetal. I'm going to move this one up here a little bit. This one's got a lighter nose, nice cooked agave to it. It has a really nice oaky scent with a little bit of citrus. So far, that's the best nose. This one has a light nose as well. A little bit of minerality, a little bit of agave, a little more greener agave than cooked agave. A little bit of a almost like sawdust in that smell. So the wood smells a little different. So I'm going to say this one is the nicest nose so far. This one, I think, yeah, these two are both a little funky. So I'm going to say that it's 1, 2, 3, and 4 in nose. All right. So let's start with the back of the pack for taste. There's a sweetness there. There's a little bit of agave. There's a little bit of a woody note, like that sawdust that I mentioned. The finish on it is a kind of a hard to explain heat. It's maybe a little pepper, and then it kind of rises more of a vegetal heat. That's very interesting. I don't think I've tasted a tequila that tastes like that. And it could be just maybe what I've ate today, but let's see what we got going on here in number 3 of the taste. Nice cooked agave, very creamy, little caramely note, really nice mouthfeel. The finish is kind of short, but it had a lot of flavors there. Agave, citrus, minerality. I like the taste of that one. That was nice. Let's dive into this one here. Nice cooked agave as well. A little bit different in the sweetness. These two are very similar in the way that they taste. They both have a creaminess to them. This one's a little lighter than this one. Similar in citrus, similar in minerality. This one seems like it's a little more vegetal. So I'm actually going to move this one in front of that one for taste. Let's go into this last one. You don't see it because I edited it out, but in between these, I've been hitting a little Topo Chico to cleanse my palate. So let's do this last one here. Again, really like the nose on this one. This one, the nose is nice, but it has a weird finish to it. The cooked agave is really light. It definitely doesn't match the nose. So I'm going to bring this one back for taste. And we're going to readjust these last three and taste through these again. This one had, like I said, number one in the nose, but a really different taste than what I was expecting. Okay, so for taste, I'm going number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. Weird that number 4 had the nicest nose, but the flavor just fell a little bit shorter for me. Still a nice tasting tequila. It had a flavor that I can't pinpoint what it was. And honestly, my senses of being able to dive into each individual note isn't really working really good today. So I don't know if it's what I've ate or if my sinuses aren't as good as normal, but this is what it's going to be today. So let's see what number 4 is. The Blue Star. I will show it to you. Blue. 3 is going to be Pedro Fortiva, which is a shocker for me. I drink that one a lot and enjoy it. This is a brand new bottle I just popped because I polished one off the other day. So number 2 is going to be Cara Bueno. So the winner of this blind is going to be the Primo. So there you go, the winner, Primo. You know, I did get to do an interview with Pedro Camarena not too long ago, And he talked about the process of moving from Nam 1579 over to 1639 and really creating his own process. And I have to say, in this blind here, he stood out. So these are some great tequilas to try. So if you're out there looking for something to buy, and, you know, really, these are all in really great pricing as well. Some of them have a little better distribution than others, but you can find them all at their websites. So if you dig blinds and reviews, hit that like button, hit that share button. If you've tried these tequilas, let me know what your thoughts of them are and which one you thought was going to win. Cheers. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.